Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jerry Silverman is our guest, the CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround. We're talking about companies that have been against all odds, up against it, with their creditors and all kinds of expensive payout structures, and they wind up working it out. Jerry, one of the things that you've been talking about recently is you've recently started thinking about the financial value of those of a workout payment schedule.
Correct. So
tell us what you mean by that.
When people look at the results, you know, people ask, you know, what can you do? What's your average? This and that. So the average is we'll save our people. We'll reduce the debt about 50% on average. So people say, oh, great, I can save 50%. It's much more than that because they have, let's say, 3 years to pay off that 50% plus our fee. And in that time, when you get a payment plan that doesn't bear interest and you were paying, let's say what we used before, 3.79 a month interest,
right.
That's interest that we've literally saved you. That's mm-hmm. value. I'm not charging you for that, but that's tremendous value. So instead of just saying that we saved them 50%, we're saving you so much more in the interest that you did.
Is that an area that people miss sometimes when they try to work out a payment schedule? Is by not trying to negotiate no interest on that?
Well, the thing is, almost all, I would say 98%, 99% of our payment plans don't have interest. And the reason is because if you're reducing the debt by paying interest, it's almost an insult to injury. By the way, we're getting less we said the average payment, the average interest our clients are paying right now is 3.79% a month. They're funding our program with half that. They're mm-hmm. using half an interest payment to get out of debt. So for a creditor to charge interest, it makes it impossible because we're getting less than the interest right now. So interest doesn't really come to the equation. And that's virtually a discount that you're getting by not having to pay interest. And the value is tremendous. So it's not just how much your debt is reduced.
This plays back into what I was saying earlier about how you need to think about working out of this. If you're going to work out of a debt, if you're going to work out of trouble, you can't think about today. You got to stay focused on the month when you're going to make that last payment. You got to focus on that, and it's one of the ways I do it when I think about buying real estate. You know, I've told people for years, Jerry, I'm a horrible saver. I'm awful at saving. I've never been a good saver, but I'm one heck of a mortgage payment maker.
And you look at the long term.
Okay, here's a commercial property that I can borrow money at a whole lot less than the capitalization rate and have it appreciate in value. I get depreciation, I can charge off the interest, and I can get rent off of it. That's a lot better than saving. But I'm thinking out in the future. I'm thinking, okay, in 8 years it'll be half paid off.
Yeah.
So that's the way you think about it. You don't think about how much is the purchase right now. That's a big number. You think about over time and work, the work you put into it, you're going to have something of value. And that's the way you need to think about working out, I think. What do you think?
I'm going to tell you that that's what my clients write about. They still have the drive and determination, every single one of them, or they wouldn't be coming to me. They'd be closing their doors. And even though they can hardly afford anything, they can only afford less than the interest on their debt, they still want to stay in business. They still believe in it. They still want to make a go of it. And they look at the future and say, wow, if I could just get over this hump, I could feed my family again.
Before you have a resolution, there is no month that you can look at like that. But once you have a resolution and it's on paper, you can say, okay, In July of 2020, I'll have a new lease on life.
Well, hard. It's hard. Yes. Well, that's people would love to think that, but they're too depressed. When nobody comes,
that's what I did. I was depressed too, but that's
exactly
what I did.
And they use the word. I mean, I could read.
But here's the other thing, Jerry. It never occurred to me that I was going to give up.
Right.
I was always going to be here.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't give myself the option.
Right. Well, that's what they all say. I mean, in their, what we call their hardship letters, this is what they talk about. They talk about what's going on in their lives, and they say things like, I was at the end of my rope. They use words like that. That mm-hmm. kind of means something. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a connotation to, I'm ready to close my doors, commit suicide. I mean, people are really at that point. It takes a lot to come to someone else and say, I need help.
Yeah.
And that's part of our advertising. We say, it's the right thing to do. Being helped is not asking for help is not admitting
failure. So, folks, the bottom line is there's somebody that can help you out there. Jerry has a company. There are other people out there who do this. Get help. Don't take it all on your own. If you're upside down, get somebody. Find out what help is available out there, and see what it looks like. You can work it out on your own. Sometimes you need somebody, a pro like Jerry, to help you. So make sure you get that done. Hey Jerry, good job today. Give us the website before we go.
How about companyrecovery.com?
All right, so check that out. Hey Jerry, thanks for being here. Jerry Silverman.
Jim, thank you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this half hour. I'll be back after the news, right after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.